like Michelle Pfeiffer's character. What was up with the damn?
They just wrote a possibility for her. It's like, well, what if we just did this? And she somehow is taking in quantum energy to send that out to Paul Rudd's character because there's like a beacon. Man, that seems like a Star Trek idea.
Hey, I let it fly only because that scene with Paul Rudd acting like he was her mother and stuff was just hilarious. And I was like, what the heck? And
it was weird. That part where he was a girl, it was hilarious, but it was kind of weird because it didn't seamlessly transition where you understood what was going on until you had to be spoon-fed and you're like, oh.
And what about the ending? What did you think of the ending?
It wrapped up. I think they ended it positively like that just to kind of showcase the second part, the real ending, which is like, fuck. It's like, damn. If you watch Infinity War, you know why. I think they played it safe with this one. Did all their risky stuff with Infinity War. I get the sense that this movie was just like something popcorn flicky that people can enjoy and everything that will lead up to an important plot point that's going to lead into Infinity War. Because at the very end, the first ending, after credit ending, you show that Scott Lang is going to get some quantum energy from the quantum realm to help out Ghost. They've healed her, but apparently it's temporary. And he goes down, sinks to the quantum level. Hank Pym mentions, whatever you do, don't go into the time zone because you won't get out. Paul Rudd's character says it again. Yeah, don't go into the time realm. He goes in, gets the energy. And when he tries to come back out, you just see the floating ashes from where Hank and everybody else were killed.
The snap heard around the universe.
Thanos has killed him and stuff. So something's going to happen. That's going to segue into whatever happened with Doctor Strange, and that Ant-Man is going to factor into with Infinity War. I think that's where the whole thing was leading up to. The last credit ending.
That was worthless.
That was, how you say that was like not necessary or what?
It was worthless.
It was worthless, but it was like a sense of God. Damn, that's fucked up because there were no people. It was absolutely empty. The emergency broadcast signal showing that there was nothing on the air, and it was just like, damn, this is for real. I guess they kind of avoided the whole shots of all of the characters in the movie just dying and shit.
Yeah,
I'm fine with, but you got the meaning for that. You're just like, oh man, on one hand you're feeling positive, it's a feel-good movie. At the end you're like, oh yeah, it is. You know, she kind of sucked, but they're trying to help her. He's Ant-Man and he's doing his thing
and he's got his girl getting back. Hemmed up by the FBI or the police or whatever.
Yeah,
joke, you know, was funny the first time, not funny the several other times that they revisited it. That
The FBI thing was funny, dude. That shit was amusing, dude. Like,
so the whole thing with the magic, the FBI just showing up every few minutes saying, oh, well, we're going to get Scott Lang. Let's go back to his house. And it's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, Scott's upstairs. But it's funny the first time, not funny the other times that they kept doing it.
Did the dude ask Ant-Man out? Ask him, like, did he want to go to dinner?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was like, what?
He's like, well, I think he just wanted a friend. That's what it was. He's like, oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean to ask him out like, hey.
No. It was kind of like you want to go and hang out and have a beer.
No, that was just someone wanted to do improv, and they just left the camera rolling. And that was the funniest thing that came out of it, because the writing is just that poor in this movie. So would you rather watch this movie again or watch the first movie?
If I had a choice, I'd watch the first movie again.
Matt, first movie or the second?
The second one.
Why?
I thought the second was more funnier.
No.
Barry.
No.
No. Barry, you're not going to convince us to see your point, man.
I understand that, but this movie is not good. It's not good.
It was good.
Thor 2 was terrible. That's my benchmark as far as terrible Marvel movies.
This is in between Doctor Strange and Thor the Dark World.
What?
Doctor Strange wasn't bad either.
Doctor Strange was okay. We gave it a 6.
Wasn't that bad.
This movie.
This is worse than Iron Man 2.
I didn't think Iron Man 2 was that bad. I thought Iron Man 3 was bad.
I would say this and Iron Man 3 are probably on the same level.
Okay. Back it up. Okay. In terms of summer blockbusters so far, how does Ant-Man rank and the Wasp rank then?
Definitely at the bottom.
So it's worse than Jurassic Park.
Possibly.
Oh my god.
I would say it's definitely not as bad as Rampage. Jurassic World is probably the next one up from Rampage. So it is better than Jurassic World. It is better than that.
You get Jurassic World, what, a 2 or something like that? Or was that me?
I think it might give it like a 4, 4.5, something like that. Kind of like The Incredibles to me. They had to put it out just because they had to put it out. Even though I'm being harsh in this movie, I gave it a 5. But do I want to watch it again? No.
Michelle Pfeiffer's character touched Ghost and then all of a sudden she was cured. Did they ever explain that at all?
Basically that the quantum energy that she'd absorbed while she was there, that's what helped stabilize.
Again, this is just low-grade Star Trek plot. No explanation whatsoever.
That doesn't make any sense. Healing people?
No, it wasn't healing her. Basically, she was out of order, and then her quantum touch put her back in order.
But then you just have the villain just like, oh, my God, now I have this quantum energy in me, and I feel great. Now let me have more of it.
And the continuity of this villain, or lack thereof. So supposedly she was raised to be, what, a Hydra... super agent?
Well, technically S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. weaponized her.
Or weaponized S.H.I.E.L.D., which ended up being Hydra, correct?
Eventually, yeah, because Captain America Winter Soldier.
I think what a better approach would have been, and mind you, this might be hindsight, but if you're going to say that she worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. / Hydra, I think if she was introduced earlier into the MCU, I think she would have had better depth. We probably would have understood it a little bit better, and then they could have went another route with her in the Ant-Man movie.
I don't even understand why Lawrence Fishburne was even in this movie. I mean, he could have been written out
of it. It's a Marvel movie.
And this movie would have still been the same way.
He said he was in DC and Marvel.
Yep. He's like, please, let me get some of this Marvel money. So
he was the one who helped.
It's kind of the same thing that happens in other Marvel movies where someone is wronged. That scientist will come back to haunt somebody.
Oh, my God. That's the plot of most comic books, dude.
I understand that. Doesn't have to be the plot of this one after coming off of the greatness that was Infinity War. You put an Infinity War at the pinnacle, and then you have this. So let's say if Doctor Strange had came out after Infinity War.
Then Infinity War wouldn't have been as good.
All right, but just that flow of Doctor Strange, the lack of funniness in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Repetition of Doctor Strange just a lesser Tony Stark. That's how I feel about this movie.
Okay. You are entitled to your opinion, and I respect that opinion. Like you
don't tell me that.
You make some valid points, all right? Just don't agree with the severity of those points.
Yeah, we've been agreeing a lot lately, yo. You disappoint me.
This movie was good. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I will watch it again.
No.
Popcorn movie. It was okay. I didn't come in with Infinity War expectations, but I expected
Infinity War was just out 2 months ago. It was out two months ago.
You cannot rate this against Infinity War. It is impossible.
How can you not rate against Infinity War when in the continuity of the movie?
It was meant as a segue into Infinity War. This is like a side story.
Why even have this? Why doesn't this just be like a prelude to something that happens before Captain Marvel?
Because Ant-Man's going to do something that brings everybody back.
It does not matter. Marvel could have just put this as whatever the next Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity whatever, could have just had an extra 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. We needed every single Marvel movie to give us the Infinity War.
This is
every
TV level.
Every Marvel movies were necessary.
This is a TV level plot. You can't dispute that.
Okay. Okay.
This is
a TV level plot.
This is generic Star Trek plot, stressed out to be a comic book movie with weak writing.
Okay, I agree with that. Now, what I'm saying is that there are 15 minutes in this movie that are vital for the next Avengers movie.
Put those 15 minutes.
I will sit through. No. Hear me out. I will sit through 3 hours of a movie to get that vital piece in there. For my understanding, better enjoy that next Avengers movie because I needed every single one of those Marvel movies prior to Infinity War to deliver the same impact. You would not have given a if Doctor Strange hadn't showed up in Infinity War, that movie would have sucked. You'd have been like, what the hell's going on? They'd have done the disservice that Justice League did by trying to shoehorn in two extra characters, and you're like, well, I'm sorry, three.
Okay. You have a point.
It was necessary.
You have a point.
And for that alone, it gets another 2 points. was good. All's right with the world.
All right. Any other thing?
One point I want to bring up is that Marvel did do something good with this, and I think you all agree. We mentioned before on a couple other podcasts that we're all starting to feel the superhero fatigue a little bit. Infinity War delivered on what was promised from all those previous movies. This felt like a side story, and even though it was superhero-y and everything like that, it was a superhero movie, and it wasn't. It had enough of a goofy plot line and kind of heisty kind of attitude, chase him, catch him drama or action fest that you can see in other movies that had nothing to do with comic books or anything like that. It wasn't all about the comic book characters and their powers. It was about getting a hold of this thing to save a family member. I think Marvel did well in not making it all about the superheroes and their superpowers and all that other stuff and making it about the characters themselves. Would you agree with that?
Partially. You have a point. When this movie is nothing but keep away, when considering the first movie had more of a structure to it.
True. The first movie was a heist movie, and it was a well-done heist movie. Take away the superpowers and everything, it was a well-done heist movie.
It's like Ocean's 11, just with superpowers.